Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, I'm going to do an entrepreneur assessment test. It's 10 little items, but before I begin, I'm going to talk about what is an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is basically is an 18th century French word that's used to describe a preneur, which means buy or lease. The late 19th century, the word was adopted as an English word to mean one who is willing to launch a new venture or enterprise and accept the full responsibility for its outcome. That is an entrepreneur. Here are 10 questions that you need to ask yourself if you are that you're ready to become an entrepreneur. I'm going to read them out first and then read the choices. So number one is, are you a self-starter? Number two, how do you feel about other people? Number three, can you lead others? Number four, can you take responsibility? Number five, how good an organizer are you? Number six, how good a worker are you? Number seven, can you make decisions? Number eight, can people trust what you say? Number nine, can you stick with it? Number 10, can you keep records? Really simple. Okay, let's go dive into this and talk about number one. The questions that you need to be asking yourself if you're a self-starter. Nobody's going to push you. You got to start yourself. If you're looking for someone to do things for you, you're not the one not to want to become an entrepreneur, because you got to be able to motivate yourself. You got to be able to get out of bed, to do what you need to get done, to make sales and do other things, but you got to be a self-starter. And here it says, if someone gets you started, I keep going. No, you got to start yourself. You got to do things your own way and be able to take the responsibility for that. Number two, how do you feel about other people? You got to love people in order to be an entrepreneur, because you got to network. You got to be real sociable, but you got to bring people to your side, because you're going to need their business. You need their referrals. So you got to really feel, you got to like people to be an entrepreneur. Number three, can you lead others? You got to be able to lead a group of people to do and motivate them to what you need them to get done, what you need to get them to do. So you got to be able to lead a group of people. Number four, can you take responsibility? Got to take responsibility for the good, bad, and the ugly, regardless. So you got to be able to take responsibility of everything, every function, every decision in your organization, and live with it once you made it. Number five, how good an organizer? You got to be able to departmentalize yourself as an organizer. Organizing, I mean, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Put those things in a particular department. So if you sales, you marketing, if you finance, your accounting, you this or that, you got to be able to departmentalize those things and get things done accordingly throughout your day or your week with a plan. You got to have a business plan that kind of help guide you. Number six, how good a worker are you? You got to be a very hard worker, because you're going to you, the long ranger, you got to be able to do things on your own. You have to be very efficient with your work. You have to get it done. You got to be, number seven, you have to be able to make decisions. This is not the craft that you can't make a decision. Eventually, you're going to have to make a decision. You need to make it expeditiously as possible with the less risk as possible. So you got to be a decision maker. Number eight, can people trust what you say? You got to look credible for people, okay? Can they trust what you say? You got to be convincing. You got to be authoritative. You got to have power and authority in your words, okay, for them to trust you. Number nine, can you stick with it regardless of good and bad and ugly? You got to keep stick with it to the very end that you know you can't do it anymore. Then it's time to get a full-time job. And number 10, you need to be able to keep records. There's a lot of software programs. Sage has one. QuickBooks has one. Take a look at those programs, and those programs probably help save your life, kind of keep you organized in one place. Sage Accounting is one. Also, you have QuickBooks and several other management software. If you want payroll, you know, get a payroll agency, do your payroll, HR, do your HR. It won't cost you very much. So some banks are giving you free trials on payroll, so take advantage of that. So that's what I have to say today. Again, that's the Entrepreneur Self Assessment Test. Number one, are you a self-starter? How do you feel about people? Can you lead others? Can you take responsibility? How good an organizer are you? Number six, how good a worker are you? Number seven, can you make decisions? Eight, can people trust what you say? Nine, can you stick with it? And 10, can you keep records? Everybody, thank you for listening to the Core Business Show. I'm Tim J.K., your host. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim J.K. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.